Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Did you know that heartbreak can actually accelerate aging and increase your risk of diabetes and mood disorders? Today we're talking to Harvard integrative physician Dr. Sarah Gottfried. And tell us a little bit, Dr. Gottfried, about how breakups can affect us physically. I mean, we know that stress can affect our bodies physiologically. So a breakup, it would only assume that that is going to affect your physical self and can possibly cause disease and make you sick.
That's right, Melanie. I think a lot of people don't realize that stress is linked to this hormone cortisol. And the part that many people don't know is that you can really manage cortisol. You know, cortisol is this bad player, potentially. It gets you out of a crisis. But when you're in a place of heartbreak, it can really become too high and start to make you cranky, fat, and kill your sex drive. So I think it's really important to understand that cortisol is this tangible hormone that we can manage.
Okay, so we want to manage it. So after something happens stressful, but we're kind of centering on breakups or, you know, divorce or anything along those lines, is there nutrition-wise something that you can do to work from the inside out to kind of cleanse yourself and feel that rejuvenation to get yourself back up and running?
Definitely, definitely. I like to start with food because I think food is the best medicine that we have. And I don't think that you find the answer to heartbreak in a pill bottle. So when it comes to nutrition, the first thing I would suggest is, number one, that wild Alaskan salmon that seems to be the answer to everything, here it, again, it helps you lower cortisol. So fish is definitely a great idea. Fish oil, if that's not something that you can take regularly. Here's another one that a lot of people don't realize that really, I think, will make sense to many of your listeners, and that is chocolate. Chocolate also lowers cortisol.
And the dark chocolate, the higher percentage of cacao, right?
That's right. So I really encourage people to go with 75% cacao or higher. And there was a study looking at small doses of chocolate really help you with getting cortisol down into that Goldilocks position when you're in a place of stress or heartbreak. Now, we're not talking about gigantic quantities. We're talking about one or two squares. And here's what doesn't work when it comes to food and nutrition. A lot of people will reach for a drink. They'll reach for alcohol. And we know that alcohol will raise your cortisol for up to 24 hours. So this is one of those places where I'm not saying don't drink.
Is that true for men, too?
To drink less.
Is that
right?
True for men?
It's true for men and women. Yes.
So, you know, ladies listening, you know, if your husband is drinking and then in a bad mood for a while, that this really can raise that stress hormone cortisol. So it's something to certainly be thinking about. And what about supplements and things? Now, you've mentioned omega-3s, fish oils in wild salmon. Are there some supplements that kind of brighten your mood a little bit and maybe help lower those cortisol levels?
Absolutely. So I just wrote a book about this, about how to wrangle your cortisol and really get it back on your team again. So the supplements that are helpful beyond omega-3s include rhodiola. So rhodiola is an herb that's been used for thousands of years, and it's been shown to really help people with getting cortisol back down to its correct place again. Another supplement that's helpful is phosphatidylserine. This is kind of a mouthful. Not everyone has heard of this one before, but it's basically a component from cell membranes that really helps you with getting cortisol down. Phosphatidylserine.
Okay, and these particular supplements that the phosphatidylserine and rhodiola, how do we know when we're buying them? You know, you go into what, your local Whole Foods, because I'm sure they carry them. Do you get these kind of things at Walgreens? How do you know these are good quality ones?
Well, there's a number of ways to know that you're getting a good quality. I'm a big fan of going with the supplements that are registered voluntarily with the FDA. So that's one level of regulatory oversight. When you look at a bottle, say you're at Whole Foods or your local health food store, I want to make sure that you've got a lot number and an expiration date, especially when we're talking about omega-3s, rhodiola, phosphatidylserine. These things can go rancid. They can go bad, and you want to make sure that you are getting these supplements from a manufacturer that has a lot number, that has these kind of regulatory oversight.
Okay, that's really great advice, to look for these kinds of things that they've signed up voluntarily with the FDA, that they've got an expiration number and a lot number. So what else can we do to boost our mood and focus after something like a heartbreak? Do you recommend talking until you're blue in the face to your friends and or to a therapist? Or are you someone that, you know, thinks maybe you need to kind of go it alone and get yourself through it?
Well, I think that's a very individual decision, Melanie. I wouldn't, you know, say that one is necessarily better than another. I always think that going to a psychotherapist can be helpful. We know that, for instance, cognitive behavioral therapy is very effective when it comes to heartbreak and depression. We also know that men and women are a bit different. And I think this will make sense, especially to your women viewers. We know that for men, one of the best things they can do to manage stress, to manage heartbreak, is to talk to their female partners, to talk to their wives or girlfriends. When it comes to women, the best thing they can do is talk to their girlfriends. Mm-hmm. It just raises oxytocin. Oxytocin is that hormone of love and bonding that helps us manage stress, helps us manage cortisol.
Well, that's true, and men don't seem to be able to always do that with their male counterparts and their buddies, because they don't want to seem too sensitive or metrosexual or whatever the word is now for discussing your feelings. So give us.
I think that's right.
Well, and so give us your very best advice for what we can do after heartbreak, or in the case of any really sort of traumatic emotional situation that can help boost our mood and get us back to where we might have been before.
Well, I think another important piece, whether this is through therapy or I've got a few practices that I can mention that I think are helpful here, I think it's very important that you are able to stay connected to your heart, that you're able to observe your thoughts and to process them and not to numb them away. And I think our culture is especially good at the numbing away, you know, reaching for food and stress eating, or reaching for a glass of wine or two or three. So I really think it's important to stay with those emotions. We know that not only does your brain tell your heart what to do, your heart actually tells your brain what to do. So when you're able to really stay in that place of coherence where you are processing what's true for you and what's true in your heart, that's very helpful. So therapy can help you do it. Another method that I think is very effective and well proven is something called heart math. I don't know if you've heard of this before, but there's a little gizmo. It's kind of the size of a small smartphone that you can use, and it measures your heart rate variability, the amount of time between each of your heartbeats. And that tracks with how you're adapting, how it is you're managing stress after something like heartbreak.
And it's called HeartMath?
The company is called HeartMath, and the device is called the M-Wave.
The M-Wave. That's a really great idea, you know, to actually track in between and see how fast your heart rate gets in times of stress. It really gives you an idea of how your body deals with that stress. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well. We'll be back.